The element of Seuda obviously is much less conspicuous, if present at all, on Hanukkah than it is, let's say, on Purim. We know that the Shulchan Aruch in Tafrei Shayin Siv Beis quotes two or two and a half opinions about whether there's an inyan of Seuda on Hanukkah. Is there such a thing as a kiyum of having a Seuda in honor of Hanukkah? So just to flesh this out a little bit. So the tour there quotes in the Maram that there is no such thing as a Seuda on Hanukkah. Ribuy HaSeudas is all the Seudas Rishus. And this is because the Gemara says in Shabbos Chaf Aleph and Beis that they establish Hanukkah as days of Hallel V'Hodah. So Hallel V'Hodah, that means thanks they and praise, but not specifically as expressed through Seuda. Seuda would be if it was days of Simcha, or Mishta, Yontiv, but these are days of Hallel V'Hodah. There's no inyan of Seuda whatsoever. However, and this is quoted by the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch Tafrei Shayin, there are those who disagree, and really could take two different tracks to disagree with this. So first of all, some held that that's not the case. The Marshal, for example, has a famous discussion of all things related to Seudas Mitzvah in the Yom Shel Shlomo, Bava Kama, and the Perek Zayin. So he writes that Hanukkah definitely is a Seudas Mitzvah, and he claims that that was part of the establishment of the days of Hanukkah, that it was established as a time when there is a Mitzvah of Seuda. So, for example, the Gemara there says, the actual Lashon of the Gemara is, Asum Yomim Tovim Baal Vodah. So he says, yes, Hal Vodah, but also Yomim Tovim. What does Yomim Tovim mean? So it doesn't mean that there's an Isser Malacha. It must mean that there is an Inyan of Seuda. And the Rambam as well uses Lashon. He says it established as you may Simcha. So Simcha, he says, indicates Seuda. And he thinks that's Mistaber. That any time that there is that you would have a Seuda to be Mefarsim, a Mitzvah, or a Nes, so that would be counted as a Seudas Mitzvah. There are those who point out that in Sefer HaMakabim, it actually says explicitly that they establish as you may Mishta V'Simcha. Lashon, same Lashon as used in the Megillah with regard to Purim. So perhaps Hanukkah itself was established at a time when there is an inyan or a mitzvah of Seuda. The Sefer Divrei Yetziv, he suggests that they establish Hanukkah with two elements. One, the Seuda, keneged the Nes of the Milchama, and the mitzvah of Hadlakas HaNeiros, keneged the Nes of the Pach Shemen. So that's all one direction you could take in arguing that there is an inyan or a mitzvah of Seuda on Hanukkah. There's a whole different track which others take. The Darkei Moshe quotes from several different Rishonim that there's no mitzvah of Seuda on Hanukkah because of the days of Hanukkah, but for other reasons there's an inyan of Seuda. So the Medrash says that they finished the Melechus HaMishkan on Chafei Kislev. They didn't put it up until Nisan, but they finished the Melechus HaMishkan on Chafei Kislev. Ravadia points out that in Sefer Chagai, it says that they established, that they made the foundation of the second Beis HaMikdash on Chavdal Kislev. So then on Chafei, maybe that would be another reason to celebrate. Maybe that links into what happened on Hanukkah as well, that they rededicated the Mizbeach at that time. So not because of the Nes of the Muhammad per se, or the Nes of the Pak Shemen, but because of other things related to the Mishkan, to the Mizbeach, that perhaps for that reason there would be a mitzvah of Seuda. There's even an opinion in the Rishonim, the Rav Yoh holds that if you forget Al Nisim and benching, you have to repeat benching. So he obviously held that there was a chiv of Seuda, including a chiv of bread. So as mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says no inyan of Seuda. The Ramah writes that some hold that there is an inyan to be marbe b'Seuda. And he writes that if you use that time to be mishabeach, to say Shafa Adah Takash Baruch Hu about the Nisan, then certainly that definitely would become a Seudas Mitzvah. It's interesting to note that the Sefer Kaf HaChaim, so I always understood that if you hold that there's an inyan of Seuda, so then either you hold that every day you should be marbe b'Seuda, or there's no chiyuv whatsoever, but any time you would be, so then there'd be a kiyum to do so. So he says if a person is marbe b'Seuda every day, so then hareiz a meshubach, but he makes it sound like there'd be an inyan to do so at least one time over the course of Hanukkah. So he says that the minhag was to either do so on Rosh Chodesh Teves, or on Shabbos Hanukkah, or Kol Shekein if it was Shabbos or Chodesh Hanukkah. So then it seems to me that people are more likely to have some sort of a Hanukkah party dafka not on Shabbos. But he's interestingly enough, he quotes the minhag to be marbe lechvod Hanukkah dafka at that time. So we should be able to be meshabech u'mehalal for this miracle and for others. Hopefully, have a wonderful day.